Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of flavorful Kroger 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound. Then buy two, get two free on select varieties of delicious Doritos, Tostitos, or Ruffles chips, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 795. We are marching toward episode 800, which is about 500 episodes into the episodes being numbered, funny enough. Prior to that, we identified each episode by date.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that matters, but it was just something top of mind. I was thinking about that on the drive this morning. That was Chris. Rob's here.
Hello.
Birthday Matt.
Hello.
Don.
Hello.
Don is what, a month away? Is it a month?
A month tomorrow away from getting hitched.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Woohoo. We're going to party.
There's news and stuff to talk about this week. Upcoming Transformers reaction teased on G2 Grimlock and Toy Galvatron card backs.
The corollary to this is that reaction G2 Grimlock and Toy Color Galvatron are being found in stores this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, the big one here, I mean, like, I'm excited to see the Quintesson and the Sharktacon. God help me, I will probably buy multiples of the Sharktacon.
At $18 each?
I mean, how much is a Legends toy? How much does that cost?
Well, the Legends toys when the Sharktacons came out were $10.
Oh, okay. Like things I'm not excited about though, that reflector. Like cartoon reflector doesn't do much for me. But of course the literal big thing on here that everybody immediately jumped to and is the most wonderful thing I think I've personally ever seen, including like my newborn child. is the Unicron prototype in six inches.
Yeah.
And I have to ask, what does Unicron need with a gun?
It's perfect. I love it.
Maybe the original concept toy was going to come with a gun.
What does Unicron need with a gun? You didn't answer his question. What does Unicron need with a gun?
Like, is that Unicron shooting off his gun again at 3:00 in the morning?
Yeah, but the early like plans had a gun for Unicron, and I think it was supposed to double as a stand for Planet Mode.
Yeah, this is lovely. I love this. I cannot be happier.
I hate it because I might finally end up having to buy a reaction.
Yes, I hate it. I'm going to buy it.
I hate it. I'm going to buy it.
I just want to see the car. Now, I've only seen the picture off the card back, obviously. I want to see what the car art on the front looks like. That's what's really...
I hope it looks just like this.
It'd be like...
I love it. Don, like, did a fat joke.
He was doing his best Orson Welles.
He was miming a fat joke.
His arms, like, you know, his arms is this kind of like this... locked in this curve, kind of like...
You're doing your best Orson Welles over there.
Okay. I don't see it. There's no green peas or anything, but I'll accept it.
Well, you know, put a little more alcohol in him. And
there you go. Yeah. Okay. I have to have this. And I hate it that I have to have it, but I love it. I was sharing this with non-Transformer friends. I was like, look at this.
You know, the weird thing is, if they ever do a coffee table book of all their card art, I would probably sell all the reaction figures I've got because that's the main reason I'm getting them. Is the card art. But if I could have a book with all of that in it.
So it sounds like they're disincentivized from ever doing that because people are just buying it for the card art. Yeah, I need it. I'm buying it.
And that's like the fourth use of that Galvatron.
Is it?
Regular Galvatron, scanning Galvatron. No, third use.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
What's the one on the bottom left of this card? Shockwave?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is that Ultra Magnus new?
Yeah, I think the new things on here are Cyclonus, Ultra Magnus, Rekgar, the Sharktacon, and the Quintesson, plus, of course, Unicron.
Now, the cool thing is, now that we've got Quintesson, Ultra Magnus, Retgar, and
Cyclonus,
they can do killing jar colors. Yeah.
What's the? I'm putting that at 70%.
I mean, I could see it as a SDCC box set or something.
Yeah, I think it's far more likely as a reaction set than it is as legacy set.
But I'm saying now they've done the molds. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Magnus is going to get the Diaclone colors. Cyclonus is going to get toy colors. Retgar might get a slight remold and change it to a Junkion. And the Quintesson may get a different, maybe they could do the Quintesson from Dweller in the Depths that has the one damaged face, as a variant. But that would be a perfect set for next year's PulseCon, something like that.
I think Matt's right. This is way more likely than getting the idea in Legacy.
So what's the likelihood of getting the face of Ninjika Perceptor?
Fairly low, I would say.
But that would be another good,
it'd be easy to do.
You know, they could do, the humans that, they could do a DevCon. Since just do an animation accurate DevCon. There's so much they could do in Reaction. Sort of like Reaction's kind of like Red, when characters that don't transform, you could actually make them look like the cartoon. Reaction is about the same price as Red when you think about it.
Yeah, it hurts my heart to think about it. Okay. Okay, moving on. What else we got?
Well, if you watch the YouTube stream this week, you'll recognize the next few items up in the news.
Diecast. Oh yeah. So there's a Andesite. That name is weird. Andesite. I'm getting Andesite. Transformers gaming chair. There is an Optimus Prime. Bumblebee. Is it also Megatron?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you would actually want these. Like, I don't even like the art on them. But
well, Diecast has one of their chairs. Is it comfortable?
It is very comfortable. It is an awesome chair.
Did you pay $400 for it?
Pretty close. Yeah.
So take $400, subtract whatever you paid for it, and that's the licensing fee. So,
yeah,
if Optimus Prime is worth that to you, you should get it.
I would definitely get this if I didn't just buy a chair from them. I got to be honest.
If Andesite reaches out to us, offering us one of these, for review or something, I call dibs.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
That Bumblebee one is glorious. I think I would rock the Bumblebee.
Well, it sure is yellow.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me of my Bumblebee Camaro that I had.
I'd probably want to go for the Megatron one because it's the most understated.
Yeah, I can see that. I wonder if these are limited editions, or it does not look like a limited edition.
No, it looks like regular retail or whatever.
Yeah. So you can, they can make as many as they can sell.
The max height is somebody who's 5'9". Really? That's like average height. Like, that's the max height recommendation for this?
Well, no, they have XL chairs. They may not have this in an XL, but they have...
These are all L. These are all large.
Yeah. These are large chairs, but then they also have XL chairs that they recommend. But
not the Transformers variety.
Yeah, you can still use it.
Weight capacity is 200 pounds. How many Transformers fans are going to fit on that?
Yeah. Well, not more than one for sure.
Well, that says load weight rocking, so I don't know if that translates to the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a neat look. But also, if you want to complete the lunch combo, you can get the Transformers lunchbox and thermos.
Yeah, I must say this is the best seat I ever had. The lunchbox and thermos,
legally not a thermos. They don't refer to it as a thermos in the public listing.
They don't. Ooh. I guess it's got a different art because that kind of looks like the thermos that I've got. But I guess the art would be owned by Hasbro, so it doesn't matter.
The product copy does not mention the word thermos at any point. So I don't think it's a licensed branding. I don't think it has the right to call itself that.
The even Thermos if it is Company class. Incorporated, whoever owns thermos.
Yeah.
I have to say, I was thinking about getting it. And then I saw the Dungeons and Dragons one from the animated series, so I ordered that one instead.
I don't really dig tin lunchboxes. The one I had as a kid was like a metal or aluminum, whatever it is, but is a metal lunchbox. But like, they're so easily dinged.
Yeah,
I would rather have a plastic one.
The cool thing is, I bought one at a flea market for like 50 cents or a dollar when I was in my teens, And
that
I
was
didn't
a long time ago.
I know. I didn't even look till I got home, and it was a Visionary's thermos inside. I was like, awesome.
Cool. Yeah. Like, you can't really go to a flea market and buy a vintage Transformers lunchbox for 50 cents now, most likely.
No, I wouldn't expect so.
But yeah, I really like it. I wish it was plastic, but I'm still going to get it.
I'm absolutely getting it.
Yeah.
Already pre-ordered.
Oh, this popped up. What is it on?
Rob.
Yes, I put in the Discord. If it's not from the thermos region of France, it's just a sparkling decanter.
Nice. That's great.
See, that's that intellectual humor you don't get on a lot of other podcasts.
That's true. MPM 12N, Movie Masterpiece, Nemesis Prime.
Or Black Convoy.
Black Convoy.
You ask.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if I have this Movie Masterpiece or not. I don't think I... Maybe I do. I don't even remember if I kept the Bumblebee Optimus Prime. I'm pretty sure I'm not getting this, but it does look nice.
Yeah, it looks okay.
I have yet to even open mine. I've had it since it came out, and I got it on a super good sale, and it's like, I still haven't opened it.
I genuinely do not remember if I even have it. The MPM, what, 4?
12.
12. Oh, that's right. Yeah, 12.
Yeah.
It's right there in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's neat.
That's okay.
I can live without it though, because I can,
you can
live without it. Yeah. This comes, okay, so it's released late March of 2023. It's 24,000 yen. 24,200.
Yeah, list price is 22,000 yen. That's the price with
tax. With tax, yeah.
If you get it from Amazon Japan and you don't live in Japan, you'll get it for 22 or less.
Until, I thought it was a Takari Tomy Mall exclusive. Is it not?
Oh, it might be.
I love that whenever I put a number into Google, Google just assumes I'm converting yen to US dollars. So it's $167 right now.
Right. The exchange rate, of course, could tank at any time.
Yes. Yeah.
Although lately it's only gotten better and better.
He's putting in a 5-digit number. This is yen.
Or a zip code.
Or a zip code. Let's see here.
Well, you know, we've seen yen prices so high on stuff we like. We thought it was a zip code. It's like, are you going to stop anytime soon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trainbot, Suikin shown in Takari Tomy promo video, Seizan and Kan silhouette teased. Yeah. Just make the pain stop.
So apparently Suikin is going to be, you know, properly revealed and pre-orders go up next month.
I'm just so not excited about these. And I wanted a new Raiden for years.
But not this one.
But not this one.
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
It's not the one I wanted, but it's the one I'm going to get.
Yeah, same here. It's like the monkey's paw of train bots.
I'm actually thinking of not getting any more of the train bots. Like, I have Shoki and...
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
I'm trying to be a completist with molds for Master G1, Beast Wars Masterpiece, not Movie Masterpiece or anything else I do.
That's a poor decision.
I chose poorly. But like, you know... The only mold that I don't have is MPM, not MPM, is MP4. That's the Megatron, right? I never got that. So I need at some point to correct that. Not looking forward to it. And it's been years and years and years and I still haven't. But like, I want to have at least one of the mold. And I think in most cases, I have every version of it except for a couple of them that I didn't get the subsequent repaint or I missed one. There was one.
That weird gold MP4.
That was so easy to get for a while. It was like $100 on clearance everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I might as well show photos. I am just so down on these. I shouldn't be, but I
haven't actually handled any of them yet, but I did ship Shoki from Big Bad Toy Store today, so I'll probably have that next week.
He's the one that I opened, spent 10 seconds holding, and I put it right back in the box.
I think he's the only one out stateside right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds right.
I got my second Shoki last week and I sent it back. It cost me like $20 to ship back to California.
Getsway should be relatively soon, though, like next month, I think.
Or the end of this month, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping I didn't
order Kaze, I have no idea when that's coming out.
I'm just hoping I didn't order them from Amazon Japan because I'm sure they're too late to cancel.
It is,
And they're just going to show up.
Yep.
So I put everything on my prepaid card. If I don't have funds on it, I don't get the item. So, you know, eventually they'll just cancel it.
Blade says, fast forward to Diecast owning 3 copies of MP Raiden.
Yeah. what do I have on pre-order from? Oh, yeah. I arriving September 27th through the 30th. That's right. God, what was this? Oh, MP 48 plus. Oh, no.
Which one's that?
Dark Amber Leopard Prime.
Oh.
I forgot I pre-ordered that. Why did I pre-order this?
Why did you pre-order that?
Why did I buy? I guess.
Completism for G1 and Beast Wars Masterpieces.
Okay, which one was that, Ron? I'm not.
Dark Leo Convoy.
Yeah, I bought this in July. I forgot. That's not been that long ago. I already forgot about this.
What was it? I didn't hear what you said.
The Dark Leo Convoy. Yeah.
It was probably, pre-order.
Yeah, Don's face said it all.
17,902 yen US dollars. And that is going to be $123. Money not well spent.
Paladin wants to know exactly where the plus part comes in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What else I got? A PulseCon Transformers content outline on Instagram. So there's a brand panel, we know.
Yeah. So next year's part of Legacy is going to be subtitled Legacy Evolution, which was originally planned to be the subtitle for Transformers Legacy this year, and then they just, you know, went with Legacy instead or something
like that. That was probably smart.
Possibly, yeah.
You don't add the extra subtitle until you need to. Legacy is fine on its own.
Yeah, and probably they would have just stuck with Legacy for the second year, except for, you know, retailers wanting things to look more fresh.
If this is Legacy and then it's going to Legacy Evolution, does that mean it's going to evolve into G2?
I hope so.
It'll be a Legacy Revolution.
Yeah. Was it Don that like cringed thinking it was going to be Beast Machines? It's been 23 years. Yeah, 23 years and that song's still stuck in my head.
Well, it is a transformation revelation.
Yeah.
Beast Machines.
Yeah. So,
they also make reference to a new partnership with something we've never seen before.
Wow.
You know, I want to say that could be anything, but at this point, honestly, like the partnerships have been going so long that like there's not that many more things Transformers could partner with.
That's true.
Is it going to be a crossover? Or are they?
I'm suspecting it'll be like a Transformers branded gas can or something.
I mean, 10 years ago today, I did get that Transformers branded high gain Wi-Fi antenna. It just wasn't, you know, it wasn't officially licensed, but it was, you know. So this is at the end of the month on Friday the 30th.
Yeah.
Tentatively, I'm taking that day off. So I'm taking 2 Fridays in a row off, one for this and one for Don's wedding.
Well, it was nice of them to not schedule PulseCon against Don's wedding.
I know, right? My buddy Bobby scheduled his wedding against Don's wedding. And wow. Yeah, and I chose you, Don.
Don works on the inside, so right. I'm sure he told them when they need to plan it.
Yeah, Bobby came to my wedding. You didn't come to my wedding, Don.
Did I know you at the time?
No.
Well, then there we go.
No.
But
I knew you, though. I knew you.
Well, everybody knew Don.
So at PulseCon, they're also, I guess, supposed to show us the last Shattered Glass reveal,
which will be Soundwave.
Didn't I see somebody? Oh, those Blaster. Saying Blast. Yeah. Okay. Blaster's out. Okay. Great.
Yeah, they've been taking their time with these reveals.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else in the news? Images of unreleased upcoming toys from alleged
legally actionable videos.
Yeah. Magnificus. I saw that this week. It's nice.
It's okay. I wish it was the Titans Return mold.
Yeah. It's not going to be.
No, well, obviously we have pictures of it.
Yeah. But it wouldn't have been anyway.
It would have made more sense if they had done it when the Titans Return mold was fresh.
Have we gotten a Hasbro Magnificus yet?
No.
No.
I'm surprised it's taken this long.
They've not been super keen on.
Well, they always like to get, you know, repaints of their molds out. So, but they never get another Perceptor.
But, sometimes they'll utilize, like, you know, in the past, maybe a Diaclone, maybe a Takara character. But, you know, not normally. Normally they'll shoehorn something.
I mean, Perceptor, there's only really 2 things you can get out of it. Perceptor and Magnificus. They just have been letting that mold go with just one use, which I find is weird.
It seems to me like it's not that weird. They just engineered it into the price point where they don't have to make their money back, you know, with the second, you know, run of it.
I mean, we've heard in the past when things were different that if it comes down to it, a Takara release of a mold can be enough to defray the investment on, like, if Hasbro and Takara both release a mold, they don't necessarily have to do a recolor of that mold to get their investment back. The releasing it on both sides of the market will generally take care of that. So like when Hasbro canceled the Scout class Rumble and Frenzy tank mold for US and European distribution, it coming out in the two pack for Japan was enough to get them their money back, so they didn't lose out on that. They may not have made a lot of profit on that investment ultimately, but you know, they didn't go underwater
on
it.
Yeah, you can't make your business decisions on, you know, not losing money. You have to plan on making money, but that's better than losing money.
Yeah.
Let's see here, what else? So Magnificus, Crosshairs, more Crosshairs. We saw Crosshairs last week. No, we didn't.
They revealed it on the stream like middle August, August 16th, I think.
Yeah.
Do people like Crosshairs?
I like this Crosshairs. It's probably the best one we've gotten.
Which isn't saying a lot.
Yeah.
No.
And what was it? Last night was not last night. Age of Extinction was his first appearance. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a Corvette, so there's that too.
I'm just not feeling it.
No.
And
I'm getting him.
I mean, I like, in one sense, I sort of like the design idea behind Crosshairs, but it's not something that would ever map well to a retail toy.
Yeah. And last night, Hot Rod.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Hot Rod.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so Hot Rod, I'm interested to eventually see how the transformation works on that.
I mean, it looks really good for a deluxe figure.
There's already videos up for Hot Rod.
I'm waiting for, you know, like retail sources.
So the last one was a Walmart exclusive, and it shortly wound up at Ollie's. Is that right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
I don't think it ever actually made it in any Walmart stores.
I bought mine at Walmart.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So like if you ordered from walmart.com, they fulfilled the orders for their exclusive subline, but they never put that subline into physical stores.
Mine was a store pickup. Now they might have fulfilled it to the store.
Yeah.
And I picked it up there, but it was in the store.
Right. Because you ordered it for store pickup, but like, it wasn't, you know, in their back, it wasn't in their back room and put out on their shelves. It was,
shipped it from the warehouse specifically for you.
Yeah. It was shipped via FedEx and they lost money on it.
Yeah. Although probably, that's a conversation for a different podcast.
They do get a better rate, and they, never mind, I'll shut up. But yeah,
like I said, different podcast. Yeah. The point overall though is Walmart ordered a whole subline of the last night recolors and stuff with one brand new mold made just for them that they never stocked into their stores and eventually got closed out through Ollie's and Ross and TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Well, so this Hot Rod will theoretically, technically be the last night Hot Rod to go out to general retail where you get at, you know, SRP and not just, you know, finding it somewhere on cheap deep discount.
It looks so much better than the Walmart one.
Yeah. They look about the same. Maybe not.
There's a big difference.
I didn't mind the Walmart one when it was new, but I guess compared to this one, the new one does look better.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it for news. Who wants to go on what we got this week first?
I think we made an executive decision. Matt was
going to go. Matt has to go first to talk about one thing. That's right.
All right. Let's see if my bandwidth can handle video.
Talk fast. I can show it off if you want me to show it off while you talk about it.
Well, I got other stuff too.
Okay.
I shall try to be speedy. So after 3 long years of waiting, Shout Factory finally released a 5-man on DVD.
Which one is that?
1990s.
Oh, okay. So it's definitely not the newest one, or the oldest one. Okay.
It's the oldest one they've released.
Yes.
So they're not going in order in yearly sequence order, correct?
The way they started with the Jetman was they'll release, I think, 2 newer ones and then an older one.
First one was 78?
74, I think.
Oh, okay.
74 or 76, I can't remember.
Okay.
But, and today they put up pre-orders for Abba Ranger. So I pre-ordered that too.
That's a newer one. Because I am just really
That is a good one.
I'm really wanting Tokuger. I know I've got a ways to go for that one.
Yeah. I just want them to make it to Gokaiger, quite frankly. But with this is released through E1. So if Hasbro does sell that, then we may be out of Sentai DVD releases again. But I also got the Shoto Super Kit number 2 for Gokaiger, which is Gokai Silver and all the upgrade parts.
Mm-hmm. So when you guys talk about this stuff, it sounds like you're just making up the names.
I know, right?
All right. For my birthday, Brian sent me 2 packs of NECA stands for 6-inch figures, and they are wonderful. They will keep many of my more stubborn Marvel Legends from falling over constantly.
Triplet turned me on to them.
Yeah, and not causing a domino effect.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I just got that Venom with wings, and it does not have a foot peg. And I'm like, that figure should have a foot peg.
Yeah, strong guy back there is a major offender for falling over and taking out his entire team. He's very top heavy. And also for my birthday, I got these today. Diecast sent me the 007 Aston Martin.
Oh, that Lego, nice.
Lego kit. Yeah, just shy of 300 pieces, so that'll be fun to put together.
That's nice.
And also the Wreck and Roll Collection Springer.
Sweet.
Does he look any better in person, or is that because that's just
the he looks a lot better because I didn't pay for him. Diecast did.
But I mean, you know, I think all of us kind of agreed that was just too much gray for Springer.
Now, see, I owe Hasbro an apology. I made those same complaints, but getting them in hand, I like it a lot better. The I am a fan of the separate Autobot, the Wreckers badge, but I don't think it fits really well on this figure. I would have preferred a regular badge, but that's about the only complaint I have with them. Like, I like this engineering anyway. I am still holding out hopes for a studio series release of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Would be nice. I mean, he's a pretty important character in the movie. And I had a long weekend. I had Friday off, so I decided to make the 2-hour trek to my nearest Target and found Alita 1.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Really, really into it. I like it. I hope I'll be able to get a Minerva one day.
I am more into it the more I've played with it since the last episode.
I will do what I can to help out with Minerva when the time comes.
Same here. I'll look.
Where'd you get that hammer for it?
That's
just Smashdown.
Oh, okay.
With Siege Soundwaves. Yeah.
Yeah. Siege Soundwaves weapon as a handle extension. Mm-hmm. But I dig this because both the arms and the legs are integral to the vehicle mode. She's just not just folded up underneath of it. Like, yeah, they actually become parts of the car. It's so wonderful.
It's a transformer.
Yeah. So good job, Hasbro. And yeah, definitely looking forward to another release of that. Now, what you were alluding to, what you wanted me to talk about was finally, my white whale, Hasbro released a Delta Magnus.
It's got the wrong head, Matt. What's wrong with it?
No, it has the right head.
Yeah, I swear that's the first thing I did. I popped that head off.
Uh-huh, Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very large ball socket too, so you don't even have to unscrew it; it just pops right off, and the new one goes around. But powered convoy colors, finally an official generations Magnus. Like I've never been the biggest fan of this mold. I think it's too small for Ultra Magnus, and I don't like the parts forming of the trailer, where it's just armor pieces that snap onto him. I've never cared for that, but I mean, I love these colors so much. I will take it however I can get it, and I am glad to have it now.
Well, Matt, I know you know there's upgrade kits for that Magnus.
I don't need them.
No. Well, no, I'm just saying I'm just saying there's like some leg extensions that I bought that for the Siege Magnus to make him a little bit taller, and it does help. It does help the proportions a little bit with those. They're just mushroom pegs that slide in and slide out.
It's not even the proportions that does it to me. It's simply the fact of it's broken up armor as opposed to an entire body. It's just one of those things that eats at my brain. You know, I had the G1 toy where the trailer became the body and Magnus just kind of plugged into him. That's what I want.
So, or, so you don't want something like KFC's die stack where the trailer.
Nobody just... should want that.
You don't want titanium Ultra Magnus.
No, you don't want titanium.
But I mean, like,
I have the masterpiece, which is all in integrated, right. Which okay. I would be fine with that. I don't see it really working at the retail price. I mean, I would love to see them try, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But this one will work for now. Like more Delta Magnus colors in the future, please, Hasbro. Thank you.
Yeah. So actually, in our Discord, Night Sword did some work on their Delta Magnus right away, swapping out some of the blue plastic parts from Earthrise Ultra Magnus, and like it actually looks a lot better without like the red glasses and chest windows.
Hmm. Yeah, I think his glasses are supposed to be yellow anyway.
Yeah, so I guess red to blue then would be kind of a lateral move. It just kind of depends on the color balance you're looking for. But yeah, yellow would be ideal.
Yes, I'm looking at my masterpiece right now, and those are yellow eyes under the red helmet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Cool. Anything else, Matt? Any other thoughts?
No, sir.
Okay, I wanted to jump to a news item real quick that I didn't see. As we all know, the greatest toy line ever is Unit Roborn, the Machine Robo Universe line. And I just saw this that was shared this morning, like about 10 hours ago, like right at lunch. There are two more. I have no idea. I can't read kanji. I have no idea what they're called. But it's a stack of pancakes in a dump truck. It's amazing.
I saw two new ones this morning. Yes. I'm trying to remember what the other one was.
Let me try to get the right shot here. Okay. And the other is a penguin and a camera.
Yes.
But a dump truck and pancakes.
That turns into an elephant.
Like a mammoth or something. Yeah, it's wonderful. If I need to find like a dedicated news source on these, so I stay up to date because I want this entire series.
I want to know when those come out. Like, when are they supposed to be released?
Yeah. God. Like, I don't know, like with the ears, like it's almost like the Headmaster tech spec effect. I don't know what that's supposed to be, but I love it.
It also looks kind of like, not an equalizer, but the bars on a mixer. Words are difficult, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm trying to V-meter the V-meter.
Yeah.
Sorry, like I literally had to think back to my days in radio.
Yeah,
and I visualized the board and the text, and it says VU. So yeah, the V-meter. Sorry, it's been God. I haven't worked in radio in 8 years, and that's so weird to me. But yeah, I love it. I need it. I'm going to have to get it. Who wants to go next?
I'll be quick.
Sure.
Because I got Delta Magnus also. I don't really have any notes besides anything Matt would have said. The Shattered Glass Ultra Magnus head is fine, I guess, if that's what you're into. Although if it is what you're into, you're incorrect. But yeah, like, mostly I'm taken with Night Sword's modifications because they, besides switching some of the clear plastic, they did some custom paint work on it also. And just kind of like, made the color balance change a little bit and it pops a little better like that, I think. But you know, it, like Matt, it's something I've wanted for a while because I'm into the Diaclone updates and I'm pretty happy to have this too. The add-on weapons from Legacy Laser Optimus, the axe and sword and matrix, are a nice bonus, I guess, but like they just kind of feel like, all right, where am I going to put these? Same problem with the extra head, actually. I love that there's the head swap option, but like, what do I do with that Shattered Glass Ultra Magnus head? Like, it's just going to be bouncing around somewhere until I lose it, and then I'm going to be annoyed because I'm, you know, don't have a complete toy anymore, even though I wasn't going to use those parts.
So, are you going to have, like, I bought two of them. I forget why I bought two, because I'm an idiot, I guess, for reason. But, like, I can have, you know, Delta Magnus, and I can also have, like, Magna Convoy going at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah, you could. Okay, so besides that, So I hung out with Hey Mickey over the weekend for the first time since 2019. So that was a nice thing. And generally that would always result in a visit to an antique mall or two. So
that then almost always ends up in buying at least a couple of Star Trek figures. So on this visit, I ended up coming home with a Morn and a Chakotay in his Maquis outfit.
So it's this normal release of Morn. He comes with the drink cups and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one.
You know, I always have to get a couple of those Playmate Star Trek figures because it seems like no matter how many of them I just pick up for, you know, $5 or $6 at flea markets and stuff, there's always more I don't have somehow. One day that won't be true anymore, but for now, you know, I'm just kind of enjoying, you know, picking them up as I see them and so, like, oh, okay, said, I don't think I have that.
Did you say the other is Harry Kim?
No, Chakotay in his Maquis outfit.
Chakotay.
Why would you buy a Harry Kim figure?
Why would you buy Chakotay in a Maquis outfit?
Because it's not Harry one. Kim.
I mean, there's a range of good answers here, I have to admit. Let's see. Slightly on topic, but not super interesting. I was able to get a better Legacy knockout from finding one at Target near Hey Mickey.
Oh, cool.
So this one doesn't have any mismolded parts, and there wasn't even any paint wear on it. So I actually have a pretty decent one now.
Cool.
And it had turned out my Kingdom Tigatron's unpaintable plastic had yellowed since I got it. So, fortunately, I was near an Ollie's while I was out visiting, and I was able to get a replacement Tigatron there, which maybe it won't yellow in the next 6 months.
Yeah, what's the over-under on that? Like, what's the certainty? Is it death and taxes, or like,
there's no predictability.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Nobody has any real answers on this. Okay. It may be environmental. It may be something to do with how the machines are treated at the factory, how far into a run you get. Because it's like with Motor Master, TFW users were actually doing some tracking on batch numbers for Motor Master, and it seemed like the earliest, lowest batch numbers were the most prevalent to be yellowing, like directly out of the packaging. And as you got farther into the production run, they would be better, and you have less of a chance of it. So, like, one theory is like they're using some cleaning solution on the machines that's reacting with the plastic, and then as that wears off through the production runs, you have, you know, less reactivity with it. But honestly, nobody out here really knows what's going on. Hasbro may or may not know what's going on. Like, they've alluded to that they've identified the problem and trying to fix it, but that, you know, if it's something that's going on at the factory level, the factory may be just like, no, we're not changing what we're doing.
Yeah. You know, I have so many yellow G1 toys that I really don't worry about it. If as long as like being pearly white isn't like key to the look, I'm just going to live with it.
I don't know. There's a difference between a 35-year-old exactly. yellow toy and a 5-day-old.
I'm not saying I'm happy. I'm not saying I'm happy with it. I'm not saying, oh, great, I got a yellow toy, but like, I'm not going to replace it, I don't think.
I mean, you know, that's certainly your option. It's incorrect, but no, I mean, I don't think I should have to replace the toys when they're, you know, a year old or less.
No, you shouldn't.
For the price we pay.
No, you absolutely shouldn't.
And there's going to be, you know, some fresh hell to pay when HasLab Star Saber comes out and yellows 3 weeks in, and what are we supposed to do about that?
Oh, you know, please don't say that.
I just realized that email that I sent to Hasbro about Unicron, Hasbro Pulse, I never read the response. I got a response, and I have been so bad about email that I haven't gone back and read so many emails. I need to see if they can help me with it or not.
Let's find out on the air. Yeah.
Yeah, go find it.
Okay. God, I'm actually clinching a little bit.
Okay, so I'm done. Rob, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I have some stuff that I didn't have a couple of weeks ago. So first up, thanks to you, I have Velocitron, Road Rocket, and Cosmos. Road Rocket is not bad. Comes apart a little bit more than I feel like I'd be happy with in the transformation. Like, the front end of the bike likes to come off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It really feels like it like verges on some versatility in terms of accessories and things you could do with that, but that just doesn't quite get there with the parts that it has. I've tried configuring them a bunch of different ways, and just nothing quite looks like it belongs, in my opinion. But it's a good deco and it's a good head sculpt, so you know, I'm happy to have it. And Cosmos is just great. That really kind of hit the same spot for me as Classics Bumblebee. It just has that feeling of, you know, being very solid and easy to deal with, and just, you know, feels good in the palm of your hand. It's just, you know, it is a great figure. And
he's shorts. He's comfortable and easy to wear.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
You don't wear shorts though.
No, I don't.
I mean, Chris doesn't. How would Chris know?
I used to wear shorts.
Oh, you only wear slacks now.
Yeah. So nobody needs to see my legs.
Yeah, true.
I don't even want to see my legs.
But
Cosmos is shorts.
Yes, Cosmos is shorts. It's a nice, comfortable figure. And I also got Delta Magnus and am really happy with that. Looks good. And I'm probably going to get some stickers to go on his shoulder, his and Magna Convoy's shoulders at some point. But I do find myself wanting to do something with that extra head, though, because it's a good sculpt. And I don't want it on this figure. I at some point, if I am feeling really brave and my hands shake less right then, I might see if it fits Siege Ultra Magnus and see if I can, you know, do something along those lines. Since I have Kingdom in this, he's basically superfluous.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like that would be a good like a good route to take for customizing, because he's also, you know, already like very dirty and worn looking, which goes with that head sculpt pretty well, yeah. I think. But I think that's everything I have gotten in the last couple of weeks. I actually cannot remember.
Okay, so I found the email. It's in a new tab. I did not read it. I'm honestly kind of anxious. I'm the type of person that will sit on the email unread for days before reading it out of fear and anxiety.
So I know the feeling.
I know that one.
I am opening myself up by reading this on the show. Okay. Hello, Brian. Thank you for your email. Our global consumer care team can best assist you with your requests. They are able to help you with replacement parts and prices with general product inquiries. Global customer gave me their customer care number. Okay.
Well, that was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to... Their email address is... That is a weird name. I'm not going to read it over the air.
Uh-huh.
But that certainly does not sound like... That does not sound like a standard customer service email address.
Hmm.
Okay. Well,
maybe it's a special one.
Yeah.
I'm going to star this. God, this has been almost a month ago that I got this response. I forgot about it. Don, you want to go next?
Sure. Okay. I didn't get a whole lot. I want to give a shout out to Blade Gnome, Preternia, and Wheeljack64.
Some of our favorite people.
Yeah. I got a bunch of notifications at one time about some stuff going up at Target for their
collection. I don't know Preternia, but I know like the other two. They're awesome.
Yeah. So thanks to all them, I now have Usagi. So I was able to pick up my Usagi Yojimbo from NECA.
So this is off topic. Nice.
Yeah, this is off topic. Yeah, unless it's retro. But that's all I got off topic was that. So very happy. Yeah,
declare your off topics, Don. Because like people like wanting to hear the Transformers stuff, they're disappointed when it's like not a Transformer.
We usually do off topic. I didn't realize there was a format change.
I'm just being a jerk.
Okay. Don. All right. Anyway, I wound up getting two because my Target, I ordered one that I went in the next day, and then Target had like seven on the shelf. And you can only order one online. So I wound up getting two. So I'm waiting for the third one to come in if anyone needs it, where I can take it back.
Hey, Don. While you're pulling up the next item, I can see your Legends Ultimate cabinet in the back. Do you ever use that USB drive I sent you? I
haven't had time.
No. That's perfect. That's perfect. That's the answer I wanted to hear, Don. You know where it is?
Yes, it's in a very. It's a, all my stuff. The pinball paddles, the instructions, all that is in a box.
When at your wedding, can you bring that drive so I can image it? Because
I can try.
Bring the drive so I can image it because I didn't make a copy of it before I sent it to you.
Okay. Yeah. No problem.
Once you, this is off topic, but I don't care. It's my show. Once you stick the drive in your machine, it encrypts it so that it can't be used by somebody else. So I did that and my copy of the disc no longer works for other people. So I'll shut up.
Okay. When I was there looking at the NECA stuff, I found Alita 1.
What do you think?
I like her. Her hips are a little wobbly. She holds together fine in vehicle mode once everything's pegged together. She's not like Bumblebee movie Ratchet, where it just falls apart during transformation, but I do like it. I like her. I think this is a good mold for a lot of different people that'll work out. And while I was there, I got Studio Series Wheelie.
Jealous.
Yeah, and here's the odd thing. At Target, again, it's another Your Mileage May Vary thing, Ratchet and Wheelie were $8.49.
Mm-hmm.
Core class spaceship Shockwave was $11.99 on the pole scanner, but rang up $9.99 at the register. So it's very, very odd. Like Wheelie, I'm hoping there's a small third party kit that can hide those. The one thing is the hands in vehicle mode. Just it bugs me when they can't even put a hinge or something there. I understand the core class, but I mean, you know,
for which what should be Wheelie. Joint on? And then for what should be a joint? Yeah,
the hands, just so they're not sticking out the back.
Oh, I don't care.
Because all he has is a slingshot, so you can't stick a slingshot in the back and it's exhaust like Bumblebee Movie RC. You can't do that.
Like, I cared when I first saw it, but like after seeing people like talk about it, I don't think I care anymore.
It's minor in terms of collecting things, but it just sort of bugs me. And then the last thing I also got Alita 1. Target had gotten me in a couple of deluxes in their what I call breakback box loose stuff, and I got a second Wild Rider because all that clear plastic just worries me. So I went ahead and picked up a second.
That's one. That's the one I can't find in person.
Because I figured if it breaks, at least I've got. If he's going to be in Minotaur mode, but I'm also debating about maybe getting another Motor Master and doing a set. Of Stunticons. I haven't decided yet.
Don.
I haven't decided.
That's what I'm doing. You should do it too.
and the last thing I got Delta Magnus. I tell you, these windowless boxes are not sturdy.
Because, oh, Don, I hate it.
Yeah, in his comically oversized box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that it came undamaged. This was me trying to get it out of the box. Just like trying
to get try to take it out through the window.
No. I opened the box and I was trying to grab the corner. And when I grabbed the corner, I pushed it in.
Is the cardboard thinner than it was?
Feels it's
pretty thin.
I couldn't tell if it was the fact that the cardboard was thinner because the window's no longer there. It has some of the structural integrity.
It feels active. Very thin. But I wasn't even pushing on the window, I was pushing like here in the corner. To try to like get it out of the box,
it totally killed the visual appeal of those really awesome boxes. I'm glad that I finally opened all my shattered glass stuff because putting them all on the shelf and then having that one without the window would ruin it.
I would like to get another Jetfire, but I doubt that's going to happen because he's been gone for a long time.
What do you need another one for?
Well, because the box is so nice, I don't want to open it.
I just sucked it up and did it.
Yeah. So, other than that, that's all I've got.
Diecast.
Yep. All right. I got Knockout, and it's definitely a G1ified Knockout. Prime Knockout. I have a problem with this figure because nothing wants to tab in properly, especially like the back feet. Did not want to tab in, and I have a lot of like visual damage on the peg for me trying to force it to tab in.
I don't have that, fortunately. Mine is not like that.
I don't know what was going on, but it's even the tabs, like there are tabs to tab the doors into the back of the
those don't work too well in any case.
They do not. They should, but I had to force it.
There are tabs back there to do that? Where are they at? They don't work.
I had to push so hard that I thought I was going to crack the clear plastic.
Yeah, the best way to handle the backpack when you have one that's aligned correctly, there's a groove underneath the hinge that the roof is attached to for the edge of the doors to fit into.
Yeah. So
it's best to just line that up and get that in there and not even worry about the tabs inside the doors and
roof. I see that. Like I wasn't worrying about it because it holds just fine without it. But now that you see it
does.
Yeah, now that you've mentioned it, I just pushed it in and it goes in just fine.
Yeah. So at least on my copy, it's a tab-tastrophe.
Show title.
It's bad.
Thank you.
But
I got him. That was a Target run. I got him and Minerva. They were the only two on the shelf.
You had me for a second. You had me for a second. I was so angry.
I'm sorry. Alita one.
I was happy for you and angry that I don't have Minerva at the same time, but it's
Yeah.
I only have one of those reactions, and spoilers, it's not happiness.
Yeah.
I haven't transformed her yet, so I can't speak of that. But as deluxes, they're all supposed to have ankle rockers. Whoever designed this is kind of because if you try,
is there a rule that they have ankle rockers
now?
Pretty much, yeah, since Siege.
But okay. with it's her part of
the standard model.
Okay. As soon as you try and pose it, it's got like a hard pass, and then it just looks like the foot's broken. It's not very good for posing.
You'd be surprised.
I don't gets think a negative I, knock.
I don't that. Think when they were designing the toy, they were planning for that to be a nylon part the way it is.
Yeah, because it just straight flips over for transformation. So there's not going to be a catch there. But I had the same problem. But I
they're,
can still
they are pull all out like, some pretty, they're all
I,
like that.
Yeah, I can still pull out some pretty decent poses with it.
Yeah, it'll work. It's just not fun. It's like the early runs of Siege Megatron, where the ankles would kind of click past straight down, and then there'd be no tension on them.
Yeah, it's not ideal. She's a great figure. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from her. It's just the...
Yeah, you are. You're trying to take her ankles away from her.
Diecast. Well, they did that. but yeah, I mean, you know, and she's going to make a good Minerva, too. So,
presumably, yeah.
But yeah, I think that's actually all I got this week.
I think if the feet were not nylon parts, the fit would be better and they would hold more tension through their range of motion.
Yeah, them being nylon, like they kind of look out of place. I know the knees and the shoulders are nylon
mm-hmm.
because they're the same color.
Right.
But they're a lot smaller. So I think that's why it blends in a little bit better. And then the feet are just, you know, huge.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's everything I got this week.
Cool.
And I put a video up on RFC Reviews. It was
might not be what people expect.
Yeah, it's not what people expect. It's a Corvette video. It's a walkthrough on how to options to pick on a Corvette if you're going to be doing that type of thing, and what I picked and why.
Oh, cool. Okay. I guess I'll go. Nothing major. Delta Magnus also got Tarantulas, who is way nicer than I was expecting.
Yes.
It's so fantastic.
When I was talking about Tarantulas last week, remember I was talking about the sculpted patterns on the thighs that are unpainted. I actually did have Hey Mickey paint those when I was there.
Ooh.
And he was able to match the paint color, like I would say 90-95%
wow.
to what is on the back. And it looks so much better that way. When I unpack the stuff that I took there and bought and everything, I'm going to take some pictures of that. Like, it is such a market improvement. If anybody has the, you know,
Hey Mickey,
it has the Hey Mickey or has their own steady hands to paint stuff with, has their own eye for detail to be able to do that. Like, no, I super recommend trying to fill in those details because it just like, it really makes that last little missing bit pop.
But he still looks so great in hand.
He does.
It's a fantastic toy. I was not expecting it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm super, super pleased with it.
Yeah. Okay, so I got that. And last thing is, I ordered this last week, and he finally came Monday at Labor Day. It's
really?
Yeah, it was DHL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah so Telemocha Beast Convoy.
Oh, neat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The full-size one or the Robot Masters?
The Robot. Yeah, Robot Masters.
Yeah, that is a great figure. The paint on that is just spectacular.
Yeah, so... It has the DVD. Actually, has two DVDs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, or 3D. It's got the one that's in the box. Then attached to it, it's got one in a jewel. Well, it's not a jewel case for a DVD. Whatever it's called, DVD case. I like the look. He is sealed, so I'm not going to open it. But it you can reseal these pretty easily. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to leave it in the box because it looks so nice.
Yeah, even the picture on the DVD looks nice on the front.
Yeah, it's really clean. So again, buy from Japan, you buy from Mandarake, or honestly, even most of the stuff you get from like Yahoo Japan auctions, American, a Japanese 7 is like an American 11. So, you know, yeah, I think diecast and I were talking about the junk item thing. Like, diecast junk item is going to be better than what you get from, you know.
So, like, in our Discord today, tfradio.net/Discord, that exact same conversation was playing out with pretty much the same kind of examples. Like, somebody jokingly put in a picture of a, like, super beat up G1 Mirage that's all brown and missing half of itself. You know, near mint condition from a U.S. seller, where like a junk item, the example cited was like, yeah, the one panel of the box is a little sun faded or maybe, you know, crunched a tiny bit. Junk item.
So definitely happy getting ordering from Japan. So also, of course, hey, use our Amazon link, tfradio.net/Amazon. Buy whatever. It helps us out. Also, be a patron on Patreon at patreon.com/tfradio. We have multiple tiers. And some things have changed around a little bit, so I'm trying to best differentiate the tiers from each other. But the standout, though, the big one is the leaving money on the table tier. And if you're a patron at that tier, we'll mention you on the show, and you can also
I thought that was touched.
Touched. Sorry. I have not had enough caffeine, and I am tired. I it's not to the point where I'm slurring my speech, but I didn't really sleep last night because I thought I was sick. So yes, you can be any tier whatsoever, but the one that is most differentiated is the touch tier. And we're not touching you, not really, not directly, but we do mention you on the show each week. And also, you can be on our History on the Fives podcast. And I've just posted a bunch of them and some of them to our public feed this past weekend. Rob is the host and the guys have a lot of fun. So so you can be on that podcast if you're a member of that tier. And every tier, though, gets an ad-free version of the show. And maybe now going forward, an edited version of the show, because if you're listening to the public feed, I cut some stuff out at the beginning, but I think I'm going to leave it in the Patreon feed. So those are our super fans. So, but you can go to tfradio.net/credits to see the list of patrons at the touch tier. And I just updated it. So if you want to be on this list, go to patreon.com/tfradio. But those patrons are Kevin Dorsey, patron number one, still to this day. I guess you're always the first.
Yeah, he'll always be patron number one.
Yeah. Ryan Bona, Emmett Stresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Ness, Joey Russell, Jay Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Bratton, Spider Bob, Tyrell Gwynn, Rick Mahurin, Blake Reynolds, Jason Tate. I need to go back to Boom Boz with Jason at some time.
Oh, that place was great.
That was great. Eric Griffin, Angel Investortron, and Sean I. Williamson. Thank you all so much for being patrons at the touched tier. And again, all patrons get an ad-free version of the show. And now going forward, an edited version of the podcast. Like all the little, we've been doing a podcast now. It's in a month, it'll be what, 20? Off and on, but 23 years, 24 years. We'll be on our 24th year, I think.
Wow.
So my philosophy is, at least for the last 10 years, has been
do as little as possible.
Do as little post as possible. Do your stuff right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't go back and edit if you don't have to. And, you know, now, especially because I have no free time anymore, I do less of it. But yeah, once in a while, you got to. And this one is one where I got to do a little bit. But patrons, you'll get the unedited thing, the sausage being made. So let's see here. You can find us everywhere, basically. We're at tfradio.net. All of our links are there. We're on Twitter at tfradio. I'm trying to use it more. What I'm trying to do more with our Twitter is promote ourselves, our personal Twitters, when it's something content, you know, it's within our focus. But also like raise awareness on just cool things that I see. You know, used to have like this weird policy at like, you know, I only want to retweet people that like we're following or whatever. I'm just retweeting stuff that I see now. I don't check to see if we're following the person or not. So you can find all that stuff there on at TF Radio and at facebook.com/TF Radio and on the Instagrams at TF Podcast. I'm personally at BrianKilby.com and at BKilby on Twitter. And at Brian Kilby on Instagram. John DeLuna, not here. He is at That John D everywhere. Rob Springer, also not here. He's at Robo Rob Springer. Last week, we posted like I think it was right before RFC, we posted the newest episode of Transform Squadron, and that's up there at tfradio.net. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
They can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. They can follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, and they can see my reviews at youtube.com/RFC reviews. Yeah.
Cool. Don.
Well, I can be found on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR. And 1 month from tomorrow, I will be getting married. And to that end, my fiance and I are going on a cruise. And if you go to tfradio.net/honeymoon, we do have a few gift certificates up if you are in a position to help and would like to and want to help us afford a few things on the cruise that we really couldn't get otherwise. There are a few things up left, but we want to thank everyone that's bought something and donated to the trip, and just thank you very much. And we'll see how everything goes because it's getting close. It's getting close.
Yeah, Don. So you've been putting a lot of work into this wedding, planning, you know, making sure that everything is going well.
No, I am the support.
Energy is being put into it. Christy's doing an awesome job.
Yeah, she is. I just want to
point out something. We did too. When Kim and I got married, we handled the whole thing. We did the planning. You know, we were adults. We didn't have somebody do it for us. Our parents didn't. I mean, my parents are dead. You know, like, we didn't have anybody paying for it. We paid for it ourselves. The sad part is, you know what I remember from my wedding? Nothing. Because you're too busy doing stuff, and you'll make sure to take lots of pictures and video. I'm going to do the video. And yeah, just go back because otherwise you will not remember a thing that happened. So other than Kim breaking her foot at the reception, that happened.
Why?
Have I not told you that? Like
I remember that story.
I had to push her through the, we went to spend most of the day in the emergency room, and I ended up having to wheelchair her around at least, you know, that day while she was doped up on pain meds that they gave her.
Ah, Kim's special day.
Yeah, Kim's special. Yeah. So that was fun. Chris.
Well, first off, Don, try not to break your fiance's foot. If you want to find me on the internet.
Well, we've already talked about dancing. I want to do the seventh grade dance thing.
We need to recreate OTFCC 03 and have all the guys on one side and all the chicks on the other. And listen to Metallica remixed with Transformers sound effects.
Magic.
Or is that BotCon 5? I don't remember. It was back then.
Oh, that, yeah. Like, I'm more feeling like that was probably BotCon 2005, because that seems tone deaf enough for that to be the case.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
So I'm on the internet. You can find my photography collected at playwithphotography.com. I have galleries, articles, things like that there. Also, for random photos I post, check on Twitter at playwithphotos. If you want to throw some support my way for the things I do, I'm on Patreon, patreon.com/playwithphotos for as little as $2 per month. Or if you want to just send me things randomly out of, you know,
spite. Kindness
or, yeah, spite, whatever floats your boat. I have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/chrislist, and that is an affiliated link, which will send some money back to the show to, you know, give us a little money to keep the show going out on the internet, because that's a thing that it does. We have one job.
Yes. Cool. Rob?
Okay. I'm on Twitter at Rob Flails, which is the Twitter for Flail Throughs, my YouTube channel. It's mostly about the Gundam gaming. Right now, still just mostly Gundam Battle Operation 2. I've got at least two other games I need to get back to now. And I need arms for that. I really do. But words.
Have you thought about a Dance Dance Revolution controller?
No, but I have thought about like a flight controller. That might actually be a little bit easier on me, I think. But I might play around with that when GBO2 comes to PC sometime later this year, probably. But
what you need is a Steel Battalion controller and make it work that way.
Wow. I have considered it. I just don't have the space, and I really kind of want to set up. If I was going to do that, I think I'd want to move the camera to do a setup like that. That's what would make it worth it. And I'm just not there. But last week in GBO2, they added the Hazel Custom High Mobility form, so we're getting some more advanced Zeta stuff. That's That's I'd say a decently obscure stuff compared to what usually gets thrown in Gundam games. So it's good to see. And if you like what I'm doing over there, patreon.com/flailthroughs, you can throw me a couple of bucks and I will do requests. I've actually managed to get a few of those rolled out the last couple of weeks, despite everything. So that's been good. And I also have a wish list at tfradio.net/playlist, which is also an affiliate link in the same way Chris's is. So it will also help the show.
Sweet. You know, I love Amazon and we plug them each week. I don't really love Amazon. Amazon's a necessary evil.
Yeah, we love their affiliate program, though.
We love their affiliate program. My favorite thing is buying something from Amazon. It's not really my favorite thing, spoiler. And they're like, hey, you order in the next 2 hours. You can have this delivered Saturday. And I immediately order. And then it says arriving Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Every single time. Okay, that's the show. We'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, what are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.